UPS is currently hiring package handlers for its preload operation. Earn $13 an hour and receive up to $250 in weekly attendance bonuses while working up to a career as a package car driver. In as little as 6 months, you could have an opportunity to connect with customers and build lasting relationships in the community. Future you looks good in brown. Apply now at upsjobs.com or text brown to 33588. That's brown to 33588.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded! Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
Time now for the V Show with Bob Valvano on your sports station, ESPN 680 and 105.7. Now here's Bobby V.
Well, not quite. Am I on? I'm on. Okay, cool. Not quite Bobby V. Off to a flying start. Hour two here of the V Show. It's going to be Nick Valvano, not Patty Ice. Process. I got my P's mixed up. They tell you to mind your P's and Q's, and it's not exactly what
he and I are so much alike, too. I mean, he's, what, 6'3", and I'm not.
Yeah. All you white guys look the same. No, I'm just kidding. But we're also going to have special guest host, the Biggest Biscuit. Biscuit will join us as well. So we'll take you the next 2 hours here on the V Show. Kenny Payne's press conference scheduled for about 2 o'clock. I say about because UK press conferences, well, typically with Coach Cal, can go all over the place. But, yeah, we'll have that sound for you a little bit later on today. Going to talk about the weekend that was on the hardwood, and definitely the Super Bowl process. I know you are our resident football critic, hater. I don't know really what to describe. Oh, just our NFL everyman, I guess.
Yeah, probably. We'll go with that.
What were your thoughts on last night's game? Well, like, if you were to do are you going to do a Super Bowl weekend review?
I will, I think.
Yes.
I'm pretty sure I'll do one more, and then I think I'll I don't know if Andy's listening or if he'd be happy about this, but I'm probably going to retire it after this.
Like forever?
We'll see. Maybe.
Well, I mean, yeah, you're not going to be doing weekend reviews.
No, like, I know, but I mean, I might retire it for like. I mean, I might not do it next year. We'll see. I might. I'm not sure.
It's a pretty good segment. I mean, it's a good segment, I know it takes a lot out of you.
It's a lot, and I don't want to repeat a lot of jokes. And I think I might be repeating a lot of jokes next year. So.
But see, you can have recurring jokes.
Fair.
You know. So I think you should keep doing it. You should almost put it up to this is dangerous. You should put up a Fan Outfitters Twitter poll. Should Process continue doing the NFL weekend review? But there's so many people out there, especially that one dude you called a sock sucker on the Twitter line that probably isn't your biggest fan. We'll see how many enemies you actually have.
I don't have the balls to do that. I wish I did. I don't.
I think you do. You've got bigger balls.
No,
than you
but
give
the the guy called a C all time great meeting that had to come up.
I'm so
no more calling people CS on the text line. Process
an ESPN Louisville rule. By the way, shout out to the station. ESPN 680 was I believe top 25 Barrett Sports Media.
Yeah,
mid market radio station. So how about them apples?
You're welcome, Louisville.
Coming in at 24 for Kobe, baby. Boom, 24. And joining us in studio now is one Biggest Biscuit, although kind of more like a svelte biscuit now.
But a medium biscuit.
A medium biscuit, yeah. But good to have you in studio, buddy. So I guess we'll just start with basketball, move to the Super Bowl, because I mean, I know
it sounds like I've only been in here for like a minute, and it sounds like y'all need an adult for sure.
Well, yeah, I was complimenting the size of his balls because he's, you know, yelling at people on the text line. Yeah, no, we definitely need an adult in here. Absolutely. Yeah,
well, I'm not the right guy.
No. So, sure.
So. you're looking forward to the conversation devolving further.
You're sort of like that parent. You're like the uncle.
Yeah,
at the family reunion that like is cool, like. But is the question if yes. he's like, not like if he's going to like kidnap the children or something, but just like, you know, they're kind of pushing all the kids onto you and you're just kind of like, all right, so you guys want to split my, you know,
my Subway
sandwich. Like, I don't really know what to do with you kids.
That's generally what happens. Yeah.
Yeah. Like yeah. I'm going to give this an honest go, but mm-hmm. I'm not really qualified.
But
you're qualified. I feel like now I'm making fun of your radio ability. I'm not making fun of your radio ability. Your radio ability is fantastic.
Nick, it's fine.
Your maturity.
Thank you. That's I could take a hit there. That's fine.
I was going to say, all right, fantastic, fantastic. All right, so the weekend on the hardwood, the Cats don't get it done. The Cards do get it done.
Are you sure you just don't want to do the Super Bowl commercials for another round?
I really want to do the Super Bowl commercials.
I'm kidding.
But I have to like eat a few vegetables before I eat the Sunday.
For sure.
I was at
a Super Bowl party that had four kids under the age of three, so I didn't hear like anything when the Super Bowl commercials were going on. So you know what I mean?
I was lucky enough
to see the game. Like, I was just watching. You know, because that's mostly visual. You can figure out what's going on, but I couldn't hear myself think for most of the party.
No, so. I'm with you.
They're great kids, but you know, it's like the focus is not like they couldn't watch the commercials. It wasn't happening.
Locke said he had the same problem at his Super Bowl party. He was like, shush, everyone shush. Like, I'm trying to watch the commercials. I was over at Patty Ice's and I had a plan. I was going to hit the car wash. I was going to go to Patty Ice's and then I was going to go to our boy Joe Kelly's house and bring some steaks. And then I might, I was thinking maybe like a nightcap or maybe in between those, stopping by and just saying hello to my hockey boys.
You stayed at the first party of the whole night.
Yeah,
you?
I did.
That's how it works.
I don't know why, but I honestly thought I was going to be able to do that. And then Patty's boys go hard in the paint. I was that guy, the 30-year-old with a bunch of like 20-somethings. And I was like, no, I can drink too. And then, no, can't.
You can't.
Actually, you know what? I can, but the bounce back is not. Like, Patty's coming in here, and he's like, man, I'm kind of hungover. Nah, all right, going to go about my day. And I was just absolutely, I looked like a walking dead.
Oh, I said, what's up to you today? And you were like, yeah, like, are you okay? Hungover.
I spoke with nothing but guttural sounds for the first, like, the first couple hours.
Welcome to your 30s, buddy.
Ugh. This is fun. But anyway, we'll start with some basketball.
Yeah.
It's kind of indicative of, I guess, the two teams. I think Locke really touched on it well. Put that on mixtape. Talking about how UK really is just four players. It's the three guards and Nick, or Nick and the three guards. It sounds like a band. Nick Richards, Maxi, Higgins, and Quickly. But UofL is, this is what, like the fourth straight game where they have a new leading scorer.
I think
Ryan
Barron
McMahon
said fifth.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it was five.
Because I was going back and I was looking at it because it was Ryan McMahon against NC State. Then it was Jordan against career high against Boston College. Then before that, it was Darius Perry with Clemson. And then the bigs, Malik and Steven, against Georgia Tech. Now, you could say that, okay, cool, who have they beaten? Like, but the fact that the scoring is balanced and that all the, I'm going to ask you here. Is there any, because Nelly Naysayer would say that it's the bottom of the barrel in the ACC. The ACC's down anyway. And, well, if all these other guys are scoring, how come your superstar isn't doing it? Jordan isn't showing up or anything like that. Is there any merit in any of that?
From my point of view, I think it's a great thing that we can win without Jordan scoring. You know,
I would agree.
That's a crutch. Especially when it comes to tournament time, if a team knows they can shut down your number one scoring option and you have nowhere to go from there, you struggle outside of your number one option, you're not going to win tournament games. I mean, if a team's defense can key on one guy and you struggle to score outside of that one guy, you have an issue. Whereas this team, I feel like our top seven players can all lead the team in scoring on any given night.
Yeah.
Top eight, really, around Ryan McMahon just did.
Yeah, that's a good point.
You know, so we're looking at, you know, we're nine deep at this point. We're playing a nine man rotation. Everybody's getting solid minutes, and everybody brings something to the table. And frankly, the ninth, I'd say he's the ninth guy in minutes played over the last probably of those games that Locke was talking about, the last 5 to 10 games. McMahon's ninth probably on that group of nine players that play, or eighth or ninth, and he just led the team in scoring.
Right,
that's a great problem to have.
No, granted, that you can't expect them to do that all the time, but you're right.
You don't have to have them do it all the time.
Exactly.
The fact that he can is a big deal. And a lot of that has to do with the emergence of David Johnson and Samuel Williamson as two more scoring options on the team.
Yeah, I didn't. They had, what, the third most minutes?
Yeah,
that was an interesting stat lock.
And that's something that I've been saying since preseason, and I mean, I know I'm not alone, but I feel like they needed to be in the top, like, seven in minutes played by the end of the year for us to reach the heights that I feel like we can as a team, and we're well on the way to that, especially in ACC play. I mean, they've brought another dimension to the Louisville offense.
No, absolutely, and it's. I mean, I almost feel like the one knock, and this is going back to another point Locke made, and there's a couple fan outfitter Twitter polls.
What did Locke say? What point did Locke make?
How dare you? No, he had a couple of fan outfitter Twitter polls, and check those out, by the way, throughout the day. Retweet them, tell your friends, shout it from the rooftops, and tell them who you voted for, by all means. People love that. he was talking about, like, with Mac, like, would you take Mac or Bruce Burrow, or would you take Mac and Coach K? Like, right now, how bright is his light shining?
Right.
And is there any, like, or are there any coaches, sorry, bad grammar, are there any coaches there that you would, at this point, take over Coach Mac? And the one major flaw, or the two, I guess, would be that he doesn't do great in the postseason. That was one knock, according to Locke.
It's a fair knock.
Yeah, it's fair. I mean, especially with...
He made one Elite Eight at Xavier, and he had... I'm not sure how many times he underperformed his seed. I'll have to look at that, but, you know...
Right. So there's that, and then the idea of recruiting and how next year's class might be a little...
We'll see. Especially with what he did with last year's recruiting class, I would be hesitant to criticize that.
Totally. But I've heard that, you know, those two kind of get biddied and bantered, not just from Locke, but with the emergence of those two guys. I mean, it was supposed to be, I remember the recruiting class coming in, it was supposed to be Aiden and Early. I think it was Josh Nickelberry a little bit, but then Sammy Williamson passed him, and David Johnson impressed in the summer and everything.
Well, Nickelberry was huge because he was the first one,
right?
He was the first, but he was high school
senior.
He was ahead of Sammy Williamson, 75.
Yeah,
when he first committed, and then he had some issues with having to play the point at his AU
and
team.
Then that dropped
a little bit, and then he had a little bit of a resurgence at the end when he got to play his natural position again. But by the end of the recruiting cycle, it was clear Samuel Williamson made a huge jump.
Right.
He was a top 100 player the whole time, but he made a huge jump to the top 30 in most recruiting analysts' rankings. Was a McDonald's All-American. David Johnson ended up about top 70 in most rankings, and Gahan was around the same spot. And you can go back. I think I did this show last year, and we talked to Jeff Greer a lot.
I miss him.
Well, I do too, but I don't think he misses us.
No, he's enjoying. Who's enjoying
Europe?
Europe more.
Must be nice, bud.
Cooper or Jeff? Actually, it's definitely Jeff. I think Coop's homesick. I'm dead serious.
Really? You think he wants to come home?
I think he just misses us.
No, I think he misses. I think he likes hanging out with Patino and taking pictures of me and one of his players and stuff.
Every single picture I see of Patino, he's in it.
Yeah,
every single one.
Well, you forget that Coop played for Patino.
Yeah, that's right. He was a Patino player. Did you hear the nickname that we came up with on Friday for him?
No. What was that?
The Greek word for turtle, Tilano.
I mean, look, he's
the turtle from Montero.
Right, because he's the driver and weed guy for Verdon Avar.
That's unsubstantiated.
I was
claim.
About to say, right, like,
we're not,
yeah,
we're
no,
not gonna
no,
come on. Buddy.
I was gonna say allegedly. I was like, I can't even say that because.
I'll just make the claim.
Oh, okay. All right, and that's how we got sued.
I appreciate, like, I'm trying to read the text line, and all it is process fighting with people right now. I think it's him going back and forth on the text line.
That's our process.
It's amazing. If you want to get awesome. Involved on the text line, the UPS Jobs text line is 437-9680, or you can call us at 267-9680. We got some time before the Kenny Payne presser. If you want to get
in about
on this.
2 o'clock, this clock is broken.
Yeah, there's no battery.
Yeah,
in
what
it.
Happened? Who took Buddy. The? Someone took the battery out.
I gotta tell you, I'm not a.
What
not
is
a
that
whiz.
Battery being? Is that some? Is that like fueling someone's Juul or something like that? Like what
a,
the hell?
I'm not
like,
an electronic whiz, but I think you're missing the
oh,
battery.
Oh, there it is. There it is. All right, there let's see. Let's see.
Try to put that in there.
Here, put the battery.
I can't see. I can't see where the positive end goes.
God, it's reminding me of prom night. Anyway, let's see. There we go. Got it. Oh God.
Maybe that's why they took it out.
Take it out. Yeah, seriously.
Take it out.
That was probably it. All right, there we go.
Also, I'm not fighting with people. I'm conversing with people.
Is that what it is?
Also, process, I'm going to set an alarm for 7:30 to go off during the Diener show. Don't tell Drew. Man. No, I'm just kidding, because I want
to
race.
Remember when we brought the car bumper in there to prank him
last
year?
That was hilarious.
And then Diener, like, actually got legitimately pissed off.
He
and
did?
He was, like, no, I'm sorry. Worldwide got pissed off at me.
Oh, yeah.
Worldwide reprimanded me, and I was like, bleep you. Come on.
That was awesome.
That was hilarious.
That's one of my favorite videos.
I remember
videos.
The car bumper.
I just told you.
Yeah, it's just so random.
Yeah, it just came in with a fender. It was like, all right, cool. I love you, process. That's when we started becoming best good friends. But anyway, the thing, just to finish the long-winded way I was asking, the fact that there's been two freshmen stepping up this year in such a way that, I mean, in terms of minutes, in terms of scoring, like, honestly, it seems like this run that they've been on started when they started getting more minutes.
Yeah,
the two of them. What's that? Does that like kind of maybe qualm some of that? Well, you know, he's not a great recruiter, sort of thing. It's like, hey, look, there's two freshmen right now.
Well, it should. I mean, I don't hear a lot, and I don't know who. I'm sure there's some of that criticism from somewhere. I don't hear a lot of the. There was when he came in.
Right.
Could he recruit at this level, et cetera, et cetera? But
also,
felt like this last class kind of put a lot of that to bed.
Well, this could just be a lot of lock venom, but
I think
I don't even want to say it's lock venom. It's more like lock spittle.
I don't see a lot of that out there anymore. I just don't. We had a top 10 recruiting class. You know, we had a McDonald's All American and four other top 100 recruits or three other top 100 recruits. It's a building block class. I mean, you had two guys that contributed immediately. Aiden's going to be the backup center next year and ought to get a ton of minutes, you know.
Right.
And we still haven't seen really Nickelberry, Withers, or Slezinski very much, and they're more of projects. But, I mean, Withers was a very good athlete coming out of high school.
Evidently.
And I expect him to play quite a bit next year. It's just, you got to understand, this class in other years would probably be getting minutes. But we've got a roster full of fourth and fifth year players. I mean, there's a logjam in almost every position. You know,
right.
the backcourt was really the only place you could really find minutes. Backcourt and wing, you know, the four and the five are taken. You know, Jordan plays the four in a lot of lineups. Dwayne plays the four in the starting lineup. The five, we have two established centers, which is incredibly rare in the college game, but that's the only reason why. And Aiden's not polished, but that's the only reason why he's not getting any minutes.
Right.
Is because we have two centers that could start for most teams in the country. And we're looking at a lot of these guys leaving next year. You know, we have three fifth-year guys that are all going to be graduating, Ryan, Dwayne, and Fresh.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got Jordan's most likely going to be gone.
Right.
I mean, 95% he's
right.
going to be in the league. Steven's a senior, you know. So we're losing those five guys out of the rotation. There's going to be minutes to be had everywhere. Nickelberry's going to have to play next year.
Do you think? I mean,
Withers is going to have to play next year.
Are the two freshmen coming back? They're not going to be one and done.
I don't think they're going to be one and done.
Okay.
If they had established themselves earlier in the year, maybe. And this is all excluding the fact that if we have this incredible run in the tournament and you've got a guy like David Johnson or Samuel Williamson as like the Final Four MVP, we've seen that happen before in other teams, and that catapults them into a pro career, but we can't assume that at this point. You know what I mean?
That's a bit of a...
At the current trajectory, I'm expecting them to be back. You know?
Right.
I'm teaming up with a backcourt that could be really good with Jay Scrub. You know, David Johnson, Jay Scrub.
I don't think he's coming.
Darius Perry.
That's the only thing that makes me nervous. He's the crown jewel of that class right now, and I don't think he's coming.
He has disappeared off pretty much every mock draft. So
I haven't.
You just think he's trouble?
Well, no. I've heard that like he's going. Like yeah. I mean, like and it was a pretty strong, in the words of Will Wade, a strong ass like. Not offer, but just like strong ass like
opinion.
Like, oh, he's gone. Like, yeah, okay. he's not coming here. But
either way, you got David Johnson and Darius Perry next year.
Yeah,
you
know? No, that's true. That's true. But here's you mentioned a guy in that mix, with all this scoring going around, which is lovely. Dwayne Sutton's kind of been a little quiet, and this is kind of like what happened last year.
Quiet, but he gets he'll end up with 9 or 10 rebounds.
That's
you know
true.
What I mean?
Like he's quiet in the point column. And he does all the intangibles, and he. That's one of the reasons everyone loves him.
Yeah.
Because, you know, he does the stuff that doesn't show up on the stat sheet. And
some of it does.
And some of it does. Like you said, the boards and everything
just
like that.
Just not points. You know.
But I'm not trying to be, you have to understand, like, it's very weird going from Lock Show to the,
oh,
you know.
Dude, no. So I don't, like, please.
But it's.
Ask you, hey, Nicky, ask you a question.
but Lock brings up some, like, really good points, and he didn't bring this one up, but just isn't this kind of. Like the pattern that we saw last year with Dwayne,
where he
it wasn't like he went out with a bang. He went out kind of with a whimper deep into the conference season, and then that kind of carried over into the postseason.
But I think the difference between I'm sorry, go ahead.
No. That was it.
The difference between last year and this year is that last year felt like he was pressing.
That's fair.
Like,
that's
like
a good point. That's
he was
a good
taking
point.
Shots he wouldn't normally take because he's a really good 3-point shooter when he's set.
Right.
But when he takes a shot early in the shot clock, or if his feet aren't set, or if he has that quick release, it doesn't look right. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I can almost always tell when a Dwayne 3-pointer is going to go in and when a Dwayne 3-pointer might be 2 feet off the mark. You know, because he's a great shooter when he's set off the, you know, like not off the dribble. You know,
he's like a Peyton Manning. He has to have his feet planted for him to throw. Yeah.
He's a catch and shoot guy, but he needs to have, you know, some space. He doesn't do great with a guy in his face. Last year he was pressing when we didn't have a lot of scoring options. This year, he's not taking that many shots. You know, he's kind of filling the role he needs to fill, which is a veteran defender, rebounder, a guy who'll keep the ball moving on offense, and he'll score
he's
when
a
he
great
needs
guy,
to score.
Yeah.
He scores when he needs to score, but he's the kind of guy that doesn't have to score to make a big impact on the game. Like, you almost always hear the announcers falling in love with Dwayne Sutton's game, regardless of how he's playing, like regardless of how he's scoring.
Right.
Because he always makes his impact felt in other ways, and that's his value to the team.
All right.
I'm not worried about that's a long-winded way of saying I'm not worried about his scoring output.
Because like you said, like he and of course, that's his game. That's his style. Yeah. He does the stuff that doesn't show up on the score sheet. Some of it does. But I was looking at it, and I was like, I was all excited. I was like, where's my boy Dwayne? And I was like, oh. Like 10 points, okay, against Boston College. Neat. But I was like, wait a minute. I remember seeing this last year. Because I loved Dwayne last year, too. Like, I was like, oh, man, I hope this doesn't.
Because you're right. He did struggle at the end of the year last year, for 100%.
Well, I mean,
but it felt like he was pressing.
He's just so. Yeah. I feel like that's a very fair statement.
It felt like the whole team was pressing. After that Duke game, when our offense fell off a cliff after that.
Yes.
And it just felt like everybody on that roster was pressing.
No, they
doesn't feel that way this year. Obviously, the ACC isn't the ACC we're used to.
Right.
But you'll be kidding yourself if you don't think a 20-point win at NC State isn't impressive. That's an NC State team that's veteran. All of their starters can score. They all average between 10 and 15 points. And we held them to, 5 points in the last 11 minutes of the game?
Shut them
like
down.
That? I mean, that's... Yeah. That's winning basketball, the things that we didn't do last year.
That's
I'm not
a good
sitting
point.
Here acting like, you know, we're the best team in the country or we're not going to lose 2 or 3 more games this season. Not acting like that, but there's a lot of positive things to take from this stretch. A lot of positive things to take. They're winning in different ways. They're finishing games, which they didn't do last year. That was the huge criticism of Coach Mack, was that he wasn't finishing games. And frankly, halfway through this year, a lot of people felt the same way. But we've won overtime games on the road. We've put Duke away on the road. And we've won 2 games in a row in dominating fashion. Even though it wasn't the entire game, we pulled away in the last 10 minutes, which we weren't doing before.
Right.
You know, so
there were a lot of staggering to the finish line last year and this year.
And that's kind of – I've been waiting. I've tried not to get too excited about this team until they proved that they could – kind of assert themselves,
right,
and impose themselves on another team like that. And they've done it. They've put the boot on the throat down the stretch the last couple of games. And as long as they keep putting away the teams they should put away, and then hopefully get one against Florida State, I mean, sky's the limit. This is, it's a cliche. It's a cliche, but the field really is wide open this year. It is. There's no dominant team. Well, I could see one of 10 teams winning the national
title. No, absolutely. There's a ton of parity, but like different. I mean, we've heard that before. Like, there's a lot of parity, but it's different this year. Like there's parity, but there's usually like the 10 elite teams, and any one of them could win it. Yeah. But yeah, this year it's like.
Who knows?
And Dayton can win the damn thing. Yeah, I mean,
San Diego State. You just never know.
Yeah,
you never know.
And what about Cole Anthony coming back?
I knew he would come back before their game against us. I mean, that's
of course.
He looked great.
But the fact that he still even came back,
lost to Boston College.
Right,
but I mean, he was impressive.
Locke made the point. Do you think he's going to be like, no, I'm done? Like, I came back, tried. We still suck.
We're
bad.
There's no reason for me to keep playing. I'm going to prep for the draft. Texter says Jay Scrub will be here next year for sure, Nick. So I don't know. His sources are different than your sources.
Dude, I'd be totally okay with being 1,000% wrong on that.
Process, who do we have on line one here?
Ryan.
All right. Ryan, welcome into the V Show.
Dave, I'm glad you got well, buddy. I prayed for you. I missed you, and I'm glad you're taking calls.
Ryan, that's
I'm an old guy, Dave. I don't know how to text. My grown children get on me all the time about I don't know a thing about social media. I love Andy's show, but they don't take calls. Locke don't take calls. You just talk to him. And I'm an old-time Kentucky fan, but I've followed Louisville ever since I've been a kid. And Louisville's got a great team this year. They got a great coach. Yeah, I know Coach Mike got criticism, but any coach that comes in has got their system, and it takes time to put their system in. But I've been saying it for years, Kentucky, the last 4 or 5 years, they need to go out and get a couple big physical big men. Now listen to me when I say this. Now Richards, when he was playing good, Kentucky had a chance. But if he does not play good, they're going out early because they have nobody to come off that bench. They had 10 scholarship players to start out. Allen got hurt. Kenny Payne's been up there 2 years. He's hurt. So all they have is walk-ons. So if they foul out like they did the other day, I think 2 or 3 guys fouled out. I don't know who they're going to put in. But with that class coming in, he does have a good class coming in. If you go out and get a couple of physical big men, I don't care if you get them overseas, in-state, out-of-state, where you get them. He needs a couple of physical big men. Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, appreciate the call, Ryan. Thank you so much for the well wishes and the prayers. And
Ryan's a good people.
I'll take another opportunity here to thank everybody who reached out, who donated to the GoFundMe. That's been invaluable in the months I haven't been able to work, and I've been having to go to the doctor constantly. But the prayers and the well wishes were felt. I promise you, I felt every single one of them, and you guys are the reason why I'm still here today. So thank you so much for your support, Ryan, and all the other listeners that have been so positive, and my friends here at the studio, and my family, and my extended friend circle. So do we need to take a break?
We love you, buddy. We could take a break here. A quick note on what Ryan said, though. I do think UK. They have BJ Boston coming in. He's like small forward, I think. And Pauly B's big on him. Rivals is really big on him. But off the top of my head, I don't know the other two guys. But he's supposed to be like a stud among studs.
Well, they have another elite recruiting class coming in.
No, they do. I think they're ranked number one. I just off the top of my head, BJ Boston is the only one that I can think of.
They're going to have to get a grad transfer in. Locke said the same thing earlier. He's absolutely right.
Well, they're going to have what, EJ?
Maybe. EJ was itching to leave last, even though he hasn't done anything on the court this year.
Right.
You can't expect, you never know. They're when they're ready to go, they're ready to go. And he was almost ready to go at the end of last season. So he might be gone as well. Sestina's definitely gone. He's a fifth year.
Richards is gone.
Nick Richards has been really good this year. I mean, he didn't play well against Auburn, but I've been incredibly impressed with his development as a player. Really excited that Louisville good. Was able to unlock whatever was going on.
That's what we do.
That's what Louisville does. We unlock things inside Kentucky players.
You're welcome, and
allow them to emerge as elite. Contributors. It's what we do. You guys should be happy.
It was like a Pokemon evolution
every year. It kills me. We do it every single year. Sometimes it sticks. Sometimes it doesn't. You know, it's stuck with Jorts. Stuck with Nick Richards.
Well, his presence, him not being up to snuff in Auburn was really, it speaks to
difference.
How much.
I mean, they out-rebounded Kentucky. They out-rebounded Kentucky by, 15?
Yeah.
And I realized that the free throws were, there was a huge discrepancy there, but a lot of times you can look at the rest of the stat sheet and figure out why that happened. You know what I mean? And being beast on the boards like that was a huge killer. And Nick Richards is obviously their best rebounder, and he just didn't really show up on Saturday. Combine that with the foul trouble in the backcourt, and it was curtains.
But. Yeah. They dropped to 15, by the way, in the latest AP.
Was that what it was?
Yeah. UK dropped to 15. UofL moved up to 5.
Yeah.
And for the first time, I want to say all season, but I could be wrong because I always check for him. I didn't see Indiana getting any votes.
Hmm.
Sorry, Patty Ice and all the Hoosiers.
Let's go ahead and take a break.
Yeah, on that note,
we'll get back to your calls and texts on the other side of the break. This is the V Show on ESPN 680 and 105.7.
You're listening to The V-Show with Bob Valvano on ESPN 680 and 105.7.
All right, welcome back into The V-Show. I am Dave Skull, your quasi-host for the afternoon, joined by a Valvano across from me.
Indeed. Not Bobby V.
Not Bobby.
Definitely probably, I'm a bubble team.
the Valvano family?
The Valvano family, yeah. It's like Pops is the Jamie's the one seed. Pops is two.
Jamie's
Mom's
the one seed.
She's
over
a strong three.
Oh man. Man, you put Mom at three?
Yeah. Puck, our dog, he's up there.
He's up there.
I've met your mom. You put her at three, she might kick your ass.
Yeah, that's a good point. She's definitely going to.
She doesn't care about seeding. She'll whatever.
If you want to get
involved.
She's
like the meme, the LeBron meme,
She doesn't care about seeding, she's like Cal Perry.
Yeah.
You can get involved with the V-Show here at 267-9680, or you can text us on the UPS Jobs text line at 437-9680. Just like this guy said, he did. Don't speak on Kentucky. You're a Louisville fan, and we don't need your opinion. Well, guess what? I've got the microphone,
sir,
and you will listen to every word I have to say. Okay?
Every damn one.
I won't say anything else, but if you want me to talk about Louisville for the next hour and a half, I will. I mean, we don't have to talk about Kentucky if you don't want me to.
Then don't get mad when we don't.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure
you can't have it both ways, sir.
As much of a Louisville fan as I am, I'm usually pretty fair when I talk about Kentucky. I mean, I'm not close to the, you know what I'm saying? Like, I try to be pretty unbiased when I talk about it. I mean, I just told you how good I thought Nick Richards was.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess I ought to.
Did not praise him enough. We're taking a Kenny Payne press conference.
I was going to say, it's going to get pretty awkward when we take Kenny Payne in 10 Payne. Minutes.
Like, we're just going to take the Kenny Payne press conference and we're just not going to discuss it at all afterwards. just going to be like, and here's a non sequitur Kenny Payne in a press conference. All right, let's talk about the Super Bowl commercial.
Exactly.
This texter texting in UPS Jobs text line 437-9680. Why is 680 bending the knee to UK and Kenny Payne? He's mad. But you know what?
Don't you guys take the presser every week?
Well, no, that's the thing. We stopped because we were mad. We're like, why the hell are we taking these pressers that are always late? And
it's not Calipari.
And it's not Cal. So with respect to Tony Barbie and John Robick and Kenny Payne and everybody, I know I'm forgetting one. Who's the assistant I'm forgetting? Vince Mero. No, I'm kidding. we're just like, we're not taking these things. Like, but today, with filling people, we need content. So we're taking it. So we're bending the knee. And we're taking a Kenny Payne presser. So
there you go.
Little mister, you guys only talk Louisville. We're taking a Kenny Blanket Payne presser.
And I'm not bending the knee.
Yeah, It's whatever. You know. We're taking contact.
Did Sweeney text in that? Texting into the show. Why are you bending the knee?
I do wonder if people text in. Like everyone has like burner numbers. Yeah. I've texted in to just to trigger process. I've texted in to the UPS jobs text line.
That's not hard to do.
I'm hearing about how I'm getting a boot stuck up my ass. What's up? I heard my name.
Wait, what?
Nothing. It's just it's business. The business side of the business.
Who is sticking a boot up?
I might get a boot stuck on my ass in a little bit. Business side of business.
By who?
Business.
Fair enough.
All right. I mean, we kind of do pull the curtain back here, process. So by all means, if you want to. Oh wow, he's gesturing wildly.
The V Show doesn't have curtains anymore between Bob and Nick. Like you guys pretty much show the world how the sausage is made every single day, whether they ask for it or not.
Basically, like a Krispy Kreme, like except just with sausage. It's and more beautiful, blissful stereotype.
So, were you sober enough to enjoy the entire Super Bowl?
I really was. I was.
What'd you think about it? I had to text our boy Jason Anderson this morning. I forgot to last night. I'm sure he's he said he's just now processing it. Long, you know, lifelong Chiefs fan, just now processing today that they won the Super Bowl last night. So.
The photo of him on the field with I should know this, but are they co-hosts?
What?
Or are they also
I didn't
hosts?
See, I didn't see it.
Probably
they took like 15 people down there.
Yeah, well, there's Jason, and then there's a bunch of like confetti, and it's covering like the other dudes' faces, and I'm going to use that as the excuse for me not knowing who they are because the confetti.
How many times have you met the guys from Kansas City, like the other hosts? Never.
Twice.
You've met other hosts from Kansas City?
Yeah, I visited them one time.
Does that count? Does Jason count? Because I've met him several times.
Jason, yeah.
Head
Jason
counts.
We're talking about the other guys.
That photo, he just looked like a kid that just got... It was like, wow. It hadn't hit him yet. Like, he just looked so happy, but also like...
I can't imagine.
It hadn't like hit him yet. It's just that like when you...
You understand. I'm a lifelong Jets fan. Mm-hmm. I've resigned myself with this ownership group. And now this head coach, I've resigned myself to never, ever enjoying a championship. Like if they're willing to give Adam Gase the head coaching job and a vote of confidence after his offense finishes dead last in the league, even though he's an offensive guru, then I don't know what to do. I'm sure not going to expect a Super Bowl anytime in my lifetime.
The only thing that's like, cause as a quasi-Jets fan too... The only thing that
don't ever go full board. Don't ever go full Jets.
I'm telling you, you don't come back.
No, I'm ruined.
I dip my toe in there just a little bit. I dabble.
Ruined. Please go on.
The only thing that's maybe saving them is maybe like completely me just completely like bagging on is he lost the locker room in Miami. Like he hasn't done that yet. I haven't heard that yet, and there are pieces there. I am completely putting mascara, lipstick, and bow ties on a pig. But I'm just thinking that, okay, well, you know, at least there's that. He hasn't completely, it's not an all systems failure.
Well, most of the Jets players that are worth a damn are on the defensive side of the ball. And Greg Williams is their D coordinator. I mean, that's the guy that they interact with more than the head coach. And they all like Greg Williams.
So you there's
know,
that.
Mr. Bountygate. They like him. And they played for him. And they scored the second most points in the league by a defense this year, and that's the only reason why the Jets won 7 games. So
Jets.
Hey, at least we'll be getting a lot of CJ Mosley next year. That's good. You paid him a lot of money, so I mean,
well, I mean, I'm be happy to get him and Avery Williamson back.
Yeah, exactly.
The defense played great considering that like their two biggest
right
free agent signees in the last 2 years. He is a freak, and they're actually after rumors all season that they might trade him, which I was just angry about. It sounds like they're getting close to an extension. So,
okay, well, that's good. Yeah. So maybe a little bit of...
he's already... If he's not the best safety in the league, he's one of the two or three best safeties in the league.
Yeah, I'd still say Earl, but yeah.
Yeah, he's right there, I feel like. And he's going to take over that mantle if he hasn't already in the next few years.
Who's so, that? Who is that Jets safety that was really good?
Depends on... When are you talking about?
I'm being a wise ass. I was just talking about Darrell Revis, but...
he's a cornerback.
I know. As
he
I
had his own
it,
island.
Like,
damn it!
Yeah, I was like, wait a minute.
Put some respect on that.
Wait
name.
A minute. He's not a safety. He's a corner.
So I'm
island,
gonna
damn it.
I'm gonna pull a lock and tell you all about my bets from the Super Bowl. Yeah. So I only placed two bets, at Caesars last week. I placed an over on the Chiefs total, which was 27.5, and I placed just a prop bet on scoring 37 points exactly,
mm-hmm.
just to have a little fun, you know. And
I would have been okay with that. I got the worst square ever, 7-6.
7-6, that's pretty bad. So a Christmas miracle happened at the end of the game with 7.5 minutes left. The Chiefs have 10 points. And I'm like, I literally say they have to score 3 touchdowns for me to get this. And they end up scoring 3 touchdowns. Damian Williams breaks that long run and scores with like a minute and a half left to put me over the top. And then my heart skips a beat when Mahomes, even though he was just throwing the ball out of bounds, like when he tossed it on the last play and I saw they had a receiver running open, I was like, holy crap, are they going to score?
It's like, no!
Are they going to score a touchdown with time running out so they don't even have to kick the extra point? And he hit me at 37 exactly.
Oh yeah. Which would have been good for you.
Which would have paid 20-1 on my bet. Which,
ooh, that would have been awesome.
It was incredible.
That would have been awesome.
Me and Double D cleaned up last night.
Yeah.
For what would you?
We hit one bet.
What was it?
The Pat Mahomes rush error, first one to score a touchdown.
Oh my God, I almost bet
paid
that.
Paid 160. We're splitting, so I got 80 out of that.
Oh, I almost pulled the trigger on that, but I didn't do that. Oh, I didn't do that one or the Gatorade.
I was those like, oh, I'll go get it. Okay, here's a tip, and I say this tip constantly, but I feel like it falls on deaf ears. If it wasn't turf last night, but if they play on the turf field, it's yellow Gatorade because yellow Gatorade does not stay in the turf. Remember that.
Wow. All right.
There you go.
Was it purple for Kobe?
No, it was orange.
Oh, yeah, it was orange. Right. Yeah.
There you go.
I think they were saying with the bet, it was purple or the field. And I'm wondering if they were saying that because of Kobe.
Probably.
I almost bet on that. I almost bet on the Gatorade. I hammered the under and I hammered the over in the national anthem like an idiot. That screwed up my entire parlay. But
yeah, she went under.
She blazed through that.
Dude, she did. Minute 50.
Everyone's saying that version is like the new Whitney Houston. I didn't hear it. I heard literally.
Demi Lovato can blow. Like she can sing, man.
Yeah, she's got some pipes.
your eyebrows went up.
I was driving over to Patty's house, and I hopped in the car and I listened to the Super Bowl, which aired right here on ESPN Louisville.
Of course.
And I turned it on as it was in the home of the brave. And I was like, damn it, I wanted to time it. And I went to Twitter. Well, and JMV from 1070 or whatever, yeah. And Indy just he tweeted under. He was the first one I saw. And I was like, mother!
Where did you bet? Because they didn't have it on the books in Indiana, did they? Yeah, I figured.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine.
It's an audio medium. I'm making winky faces.
Phone. Yeah,
I almost bet on that one. I lost on that one. I hammered the under. Everyone was saying hammer the under because I got it like 53.5.
Yeah, and the public was going with the over, yeah. Which I expected so there I to be a little
one.
Bit more.
I got that one, but
it was close at the end, though.
But I almost I was getting nervous. I was getting real nervous. That's why, yeah, when you said, I went back to last night when you said, they might get one more touchdown. I was shouting, no!
Do you guys remember the Aretha Franklin national anthem from a couple of years ago on Thanksgiving? Mm. It was 4.5 minutes long.
That's ridiculous.
It was painful. Whoa.
My dad hates when they vamp like that. Like, he's very much it's an anthem. A meter and a cadence.
I don't need your bleeping spin on it. Just sing the thing.
Which I'm with them on that. I don't mind when they hold notes a little bit, but when they start really vamping,
yeah.
And it goes way over 2 minutes, you're like, come on, man, just sing the anthem. It's an anthem.
Yeah, sell it a little.
It's not
bit.
It's not a chance for you to make it your own,
right?
But
I'm so mad because I took the over on the that was. I think I like bet like $20 on that, like, or maybe it was 10. I don't know. Anyway, but I took the over just because I thought just that. You know, pop stars like to they really like to show that. Hey, look, I can actually sing. I'm not just.
Well, you were screwed as soon as they had a backing track.
Yeah.
When they had music playing with an actual tempo in the background.
So they have to.
Then they've pretty much got to stay on, on the music.
Right.
So.
And then right after I played the bet, I saw this thing on Twitter. It was Stephen Colbert and her, and they were trying to sing the national anthem because they were talking about the over-under and everything like that. in less than a minute. And so they did. They blitzed through it really fast, singing it, and it was funny. But right when I saw that, I was like, she knows. So now, you know, now she knows that people are gunning for her.
That's the thing. Like,
she's probably throwing some shekels on herself.
With prop bets like the national anthem and the color of the Gatorade, there are so many people that can control that. You know, like there are individuals that can control that. It just feels like it's rife for cheating, basically.
That's a good point.
Insider info on things like that.
I guess they're just like, well, that's the thing. That there were like limits you could bet, like, yeah, no more than 100.
Like, you're not going to put $1 million on it. Yeah. But that was another thing. When we talked about this a couple weeks ago when it was going on, the Jeopardy Greatest of All Time tournament, they had that on the board in Vegas, even though it was pre-recorded. And then as soon as, like,
whoa,
there's a bunch of people in the audience, but somebody leaked it and they took it off the board. But I don't understand how they could ever be on the board to begin
with. It's pre-recorded, seriously.
I want to meet the lunatic that picked Brad Rutter. I want to know who that guy is.
Well, I expected him to do better, honestly. Brad had never been beaten by a human being till then.
Really?
James Holzhauser, man, he scorched his ass.
I know.
He was like, they have Brad's score still the same. And I'm like,
It was hilarious.
That was hilarious.
Brad was just getting beat to the
buzzer.
He just and then almost every time he got a daily double, he got it wrong, which was because he kept getting the daily doubles in the first 2 days, and he kept getting them wrong. And it was disappointing to watch because he was the original GOAT. Before Ken Jennings, and he's beaten Ken Jennings in a tournament before.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he just hasn't. He just did not have the.
But you know who's undefeated?
Tempo down.
Watson.
Yeah, exactly.
Watson beats everybody down.
He's a computer.
You can't beat the computers.
Yeah, right. When Ken Jennings lost to the computer, do you remember what he put on his final Jeopardy?
No, what'd he say?
He said, I want to be the first to welcome our new robot overlords. Like, that was his answer on
that
final Jeopardy.
That's strong.
It was amazing.
Awesome.
Our UPS jobs text line, we have one that one texter says, as a Dolphins lifer, not being a Jets fan kind of goes along with it, but when the Jets signed Gase, I felt bad for them. I appreciate your pity. Mm. Need all of it. Dexter says, didn't know we were listening to Biggest Blue Biscuit. Sheesh, what's with all the UFK all blue? Can't please them all, man.
Gotta love it.
Can't please them all.
Hey, Process, I'm sending you the link to the Kenny Payne presser.
Dexter makes a good point. He says, how beneficial has it been for Enoch to practice every day against the Hulk? Better physical presence than Williams? That's a good point. You know, he's, if nothing else, Aiden is huge.
Right.
And I'm sure he beats on Malik and Steven practice every day. So
I think they beat on him. Like, that was like
a little bit of both.
I heard that, you know, he was tearing it up in the AAU and all these highlight dunks and everything like that. And he's an Adonis, but then like he was playing kind of timid. He was playing like a freshman, you know, with these guys. And so I think they're actually. I mean, I'm sure, you know, he's pushing back a little bit, especially at this point. But early on, I definitely heard it wasn't like, you know, the big strong. Freshman was coming in and kicking around the upperclassmen. It was quite the opposite. Like, at least that's just what I heard.
Well, it's good to hear. You can tell
iron sharpens iron, though. Absolutely.
You could tell with Steven this year. I mean, he isn't finishing all the time, obviously, but he's getting position pretty much on everybody we play. He gets in position. He establishes himself. He gets in a good spot to make a shot, and then just he's not finishing well around the bucket. But he's got
what. Love it.
To kick it to an ID right now before the presser?
That was,
yeah, go ahead.
That
man.
Was in our ears, by the way.
That's
so
fine.
That was great audio and great radio. You're listening to ESPN 680 105.7.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded. Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
With UPS, future you gets seriously pumped. As a package handler, you'll have a great job this season. Make up to $20 per hour after bonuses for a 25-hour work week. Future you goes further than you imagine. Find out what you'll become at upsjobs.com.